Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me today. My pleasure. It's like a dream come true for me to be able to be here with you, especially when I get to introduce you to the really smart people of our brain trust, like our good friend and our guest this half hour, Mary Cantando. Mary is the president of WomenBusinessOwner.com. She's a nationally recognized consultant on women business issues. She actually believes, guys, gentlemen, she actually believes that women have an advantage over us. In fact, she's written a book on the topic. The title of the book is The Woman's Advantage. And we're going to get her to tell us what she means by that. She's our good friend, Mary Cantando. Welcome back to the show.
Well, thanks, Jim. It's always a pleasure to chat with you.
It's good to have you back. So women have an advantage, you think?
Well, they have a lot of advantages. I mean, yeah, men have a few advantages. You've got your good old boys club and, you know, those kinds of things.
But we're strong. We're stronger than you.
Well,
we're bigger than you, Mary. We're bigger than you.
Bigger maybe, stronger in some ways.
We're louder than you.
that's generally true.
we're more obnoxious than you.
Well, I'll give you that one.
Well, no, it is interesting and fun to compare the difference, as they say. But seriously, there are a number of opportunities out there for women in the marketplace that really I want to see. And as you know, I've been talking about this since day one of my show for the last 10 years about dedicating certain parts of our show every month, basically, at least, to helping women get a little bit of an extra niche in the marketplace. And there are some official credentials that women business owners can get that will help them, aren't there?
That's true. That's true. And the one that I'm particularly tied in with, Jim, is an organization that is called the Women's Business Enterprise National Council. So mm-hmm. That's WBENC. And WeBank is a third-party certifying organization that certifies that your business really and truly is a woman-owned business. So there's a big process you have to go through, and, you know, you have to prove that it's not, for example, your husband's or your father's business that you've just been promoted to president to. I mean,
Why is it necessary to be able to prove that and certify that?
Well, because in the past, there has been, you know, 8-10 years ago, there was this kind of shell game going on where men found out that, oh, if my business became a woman certified business,
right,
then I could get all these contracts. I could move to the top of the line to get all these contracts. So what they did was they were still running the company. So this is the
right.
Father, the husband, still running the company, but they made their wife or their daughter the president or the CEO. So they gave her the title, and they said, oh, this is a woman-owned business, woman-run business, and they were basically cheating the system.
And I saw that happening, but we get the subterfuge. We understand the subterfuge, but what is it we're going after? Tell the audience what it is that's so desirable about being able to certify that you're a woman-owned business. What's the carrot that's out there for us?
Well, big corporations, so we're talking like, you know, the Fortune 1000, those kinds of corporations,
yep,
they all spend millions of dollars every year trying to find women-owned businesses to use as contractors. So what happens is frequently they will have a requirement in their contract. For example, Procter & Gamble requires Dow, which is one of their big suppliers, to use a certain percentage of woman-owned vendors in fulfilling Procter and Gamble contracts. So in order for Dow to keep those huge contracts, they have to use women-owned and also minority-owned vendors a certain percentage of the time. They have to spend a certain percentage of that Procter
and Gamble
money.
What is that percentage?
Oh, you know, it varies. It varies from company to company, from contract to contract.
Right.
It could be anywhere from 2%. Some of the telcos have a 20% requirement. So it's, you know, somewhere
in that range. But the ultimate motivation isn't the ultimate motivation by Procter & Gamble, to use your example. Isn't that driven by government mandates?
No.
It's not.
And that's the misconception. There may be a few instances, but
in some areas it is, but not completely, right?
Right. That is in some instances, a minority of the instances, that's the case.
Okay.
But by and large, what it is because women think differently and do things differently and develop different processes, and because women
different from men. Is that what you're saying?
Yes. We do things differently. You know that. You think
no,
about it.
No, I've never heard that. I never knew anything about that, Mary.
I know you're teasing me there, boy. But seriously, because Procter & Gamble's customer base is, I don't know, 85% women, you think
yeah.
about those kind of products.
Right.
They want to have a woman's mindset in how do we market this? What does the packaging look like? What new
right.
products do we need to develop? So on and so forth. And they find that the way to get that is by working with women-owned vendors.
Yeah.
So it makes common sense. It's 95% of this is bottom-line driven, and a small percentage of it is government-driven.
Right. So what about companies like Northrop Grumman, companies like, you know, aerospace companies? What about, you know, technology companies? Why are they motivated to you know, their customers, their buyers aren't necessarily heavily female. Why are they looking for certified small businesses, women businesses?
Well, you know, Jim, that's not exactly the truth. If you think about Microsoft, for example.
Yeah.
Which has a huge women's initiative program, a huge minority initiative program.
Yep.
They really get that not only the buyers of today, but the buyers of tomorrow are, you know, the percentages of minorities.
So doing business with ladies, doing business with women business owners is good business. And we're going to talk more about this and how to get certified right after these messages, 20 after. Stay with us. Feeling like I ought to. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. The first one is the flagship. That's where you can find the show and the articles and the Brain Trust and our newsletter and the blog and lots of good stuff. The archives, podcasting capability all over the place, and also our knowledge base, which is askjim.biz. Check it out. Get your questions answered right away, instantaneously. And both of those sites have no barrier to entry. If you can get there, we'll let you come on in, hang out with us, and use it to your advantage. Mary Cantando is our guest, ladies and gentlemen, our good friend, a member of our Brain Trust, and she has some things I want her to tell us about, including, Mary, be sure to tell us about the calendar.
Oh, okay. Yes, our wonderful, I'm so excited about this, Jim, our page-a-day calendar for women business owners is in publication right now and will be available within a week or two, and you can order it from our website, which is womansadvantage.biz. What this is, I sent out requests to thousands of women I know across the U.S. and Canada, and they sent me back their great quotes, which every day of the week you can read and learn from a woman her very succinct idea about how to grow her business or how to grow her life. So it's been the most fun project, and it's very, very cool.
And
the response has been tremendous.
And tell us again where they can order it.
They can order it from womans womansadvantage.biz. So it's not .com, .biz.
Womansadvantage.biz. W-O-M-A-N-S advantage.com. I mean .biz.
Yes. Womansadvantage.biz. You got it.
Womansadvantage.biz. Check that out, folks, for the calendar. Right. And you got other websites, too, though, don't you?
Oh, well, my primary website, you know, like you have more than one, Jim. My primary website is womanbusinessowner.com. That's
right.
Where I have all of my information and articles and things. And then womansadvantage.biz provides information about my speaking and all of my products.
Don't you have a CD there, too?
I do, and that actually relates to what we were talking about earlier, Jim, about the certification of women-owned businesses. I have got an audio CD that is that's called Double Your Revenue, Certify Your Woman-Owned Business.
And so I have my own copy, by the way, ladies and gentlemen. It's a good one. I recommend it to you. Does that include the workbook?
Well, the workbook is also available on the website. That's a different product. But the thing about the audio CD that I think is most important is it helps you understand if you should get your business certified. Because some businesses, there's no point in going to the time and money to get them certified. And I just tell it like it is. You know, you don't need to do that for this kind of a business.
It helps you understand. The process does take some time. And talk to us a little bit about some of the steps in the process.
Well, first of all, you decide if you want to get business certified, if it makes sense from a business perspective to do that, and you can learn that from the CD. Then basically you go
on this website. What would be a tip? What would be a quick tip on whether it made sense or not? What would be the low-hanging fruit on that?
Okay, if you sell to corporations or not. You know, if you're a day spa, well, duh, you don't need to get your business certified because
if your focus of your business model is strictly local and you know in your hometown, you probably shouldn't become certified.
Well, that can be true, but you may in your own hometown have a customer like GlaxoSmithKline that you do want to work with, and you may not work outside of, you know, the radius of your own location. The key thing is to think, you know, are you selling to individual people or are you selling to companies and corporations?
Are you business to consumer or business to business?
Perfect. Exactly.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. If you're business to consumer, you're probably not a prospect for becoming certified. If you're business to business, you might be.
That's it in a nutshell.
Yeah.
That's the first step, and then there are other qualifications you need to look at to see, you know, like for example, is your business 51% woman owned? A lot of people have businesses that are 50-50. Oh, I own it 50-50 with my husband. You can't get that certified.
Right.
It has to be 51% or more owned by a woman or women.
And who is the certifying sanctioning body?
It's called WBENC.org. So that's Women Business Enterprise National Council .org. And this is actually an organization that was established by the corporations themselves originally to screen women. So they were each doing it individually, and they said, this is dumb. Let's create a nonprofit organization to do this for us so we're not each spinning our individual wheels on it. And that's what they did. So
two quick things, Mary, before we run out of time, two quick things. How long does it take and how much does it typically cost?
You know, it depends on where you live and how big your business is. It can be anywhere from 6 weeks to... I mean, some women let it drag on from years and years. You can get it done in 6 weeks.
How much can it cost?
Depends on the state that you are in. Roughly $350, you know, give or take.
Sounds like a good deal to me. Mary, give us that website where the calendar is available, please.
It's womansadvantage.com.
.biz. Hey, Mary, thanks for being here. Good job today. Thanks for what you do for women.
It's great, Jim. Thanks for having me.
We'll see you next time. Quick break. Right back after these messages. I'm Jim Blessing Game. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.